This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
Having a bit of a discussion about this leftist and the, of course, the Nazis who have been calling throughout most of the night about various emotion-based positions. Especially in regard to the Nazis and the leftists. Realistically, I would agree that libertarianism is a more rational position, but that comes with a strong bias because I am, in fact, a libertarian. And the leftists would say the same. The Nazis would say the same. So I have to recognize that I believe my own positions are more rational, but so do they. They think that mine is the irrational one.
But what is the difference? That's when I come to this emotional argument that they rely too much on their gut feelings, on emotion.
They're saying literally the same thing about libertarians.
I don't hear that argument. I hear cold-hearted, let them die in the street libertarian who only believes
maybe
in math.
Maybe from leftists.
I think I hear that from conservatives as well.
I don't hear that from conservatives.
Well, not as much, which is probably why we get along a little better with conservatives, because we're not too far different from them, except for the...
No, we are extremely different from them.
Well, when it comes to money and responsibility, especially individual responsibility, but when it comes to relying on authority to take care of us, no, you're absolutely right. It's night and day.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Brad calling from Ontario. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, Aria, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to call in and say I've been a long-time listener. And Aria, I'm from Ontario, Canada. Nobody really cares about race or sexuality or anything at all. They really don't. What they care about is striking and who owes who money and stuff. It has absolutely nothing to do with, we are a free society, but, people like Aria who decide to, have sex change or whatever, nobody cares about that at all.
No one really cares here in New Hampshire either.
Well,
I mean, they care way more about the parking meters.
Oh yeah.
Than they do about me.
One of the first things I noticed when I moved here from the South, you got folks with colored hair, you got people with tats and piercings.
And you have a 6-foot-tall, bright red haired tranny covering tattoos walking down.
And no one even blinks.
So I guess it is. Really good that nobody cares, right?
Well, I think they care about other things, like the parking. And how much fuel is going to cost this winter.
What I get upset with is people caring about what other people do as far as their sexuality or their business, basically.
Yeah, that's definitely not an issue here in New Hampshire. Almost everyone I know is some degree of bisexual. A lot of them are also poly, and just no one seems to care. It's like not even worth mentioning.
Exactly. It's not worth mentioning. What I'm saying is here in Ontario, people or Canada, we're pretty old school, I guess. People aren't used to the idea of everyone just not caring.
Okay, so in Ontario, they do care? Is it a more conservative place?
Oh, it's probably more of a liberal place, I would say.
Yeah, what do you think about all of the...
I called in last night, or two nights ago with Ian and Captain and Nobody.
Were you drunk then as well?
Yep.
I appreciate the honesty. So, is Ontario accepting of LGBTQ people or not? Because
absolutely.
I got kind of conflicting information
of
from
you
there.
That way. They're accepting of cultures. They're just not accepting of money.
They're not accepting of money?
Well, they're fighting about money.
I think a lot of people are fighting about money. But what
I'm
so
confused, man.
But tell me what you think about. I know exactly. the issues that I hear coming from Canada, especially the universities, is everyone's all about the diversity and accepting, you know, people of different backgrounds and whatnot. But what they can't tolerate is people with differing opinions. And I'm talking about free speech.
And that's why I call into your show.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call. I'm not entirely sure what to think about Canada now. I liked Canada more earlier in the day.
They are our neighbors. I think that here we are in the Live, Read, or Die state. I mean, we do have a lot in common with our northerners to the north of us.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a liberal strength in Canada, but that's also true in the United States.
And you know what? I think the cold weather might take some part in.
Well, it's hard to care what other people are doing when it's negative 40 outside.
Oh yeah, so it keeps us to ourselves. Spend a lot of time stacking firewood, keep us alive during the winter, and it makes us harder people. I think it makes us a little stronger.
The cold?
Yes, absolutely. And what do you have in the South? It's just too hot to do anything.
And it
makes you irritable.
It does, yeah.
You just get all sweaty and nasty, and you're taking 3 showers a day, and I don't know. And the Southern hospitality is really not hospitality. It's kind of like a knife in the back because it's all fake. I'll bless your heart.
I don't know that it's fake.
Some of it is.
I guess it would depend on your cultural identifiers, I guess. I would not get very much Southern hospitality today.
Right.
Neither do a lot of people of color or just anyone from the LGBTQ crowd.
In the South?
Yeah.
Versus where we're at now?
Yeah, I mean, no one cares.
But here you have road rage.
Well, you have road rage here because people drive like it's a Sunday afternoon all the freaking time.
It's because we have roundabouts, which I love.
Even if I'm nowhere near a roundabout, you've always got someone in front of you driving 12 miles per hour like they're taking grandma to church.
I think they're just enjoying the leaves changing color.
Oh, they're changed
but
now.
But in Florida, but I grew up in Florida, so I mean, there's old people.
The only time people don't drive slowly is when there's 6 feet of snow on the road.
You got old people who are. It's not that they're looking at the leaves or the scenery; it's that they're actually got a foot in the grave and they're about to die, senile.
Whereas here,
I don't see there. Right, there's my cold-hearted libertarianism coming out. But here, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know why they're driving so slow around here. Speed limits are a little lower, but I don't know what they're doing.
I just think it's that no one is ever in a hurry. Plus, there are a lot of pedestrians here, and you don't want to run over one.
Yes, that'll get you, because in this state, the pedestrian is always right. Yeah. Even if they got their head buried in the smartphone, and they're walking across the damn two-lane highway, not looking around. And they get smoked, it's always your fault. So.
Yeah. And it happens a lot here in Kingwood. It happens more often than one would like.
All you have to do is look at whatever new...
You covered the one right there on Main Street.
Whatever new crossing goes up, you know that a hit and run, or not a hit and run, but a hit happened there. And because it's the politician's response is to construct some new bridge... pedestrian bridge or crossing lights or whatever in response to some dumbass getting smoked because he had his head in his phone. One day I'm just going to drive around.
It's equally possible that the driver had their head in their phone.
Yeah, this is also true, but all you have to do, and I'm going to do this one day, I'm just going to drive around town on a Sunday and just film.
see, this is why pedestrians get run over, because people drive around filming.
I'm going to have it. It's going to be a dash cam. I won't be holding the damn camera in my hand.
Okay, that was a necessary clarification, I feel. 855-450-3733. I mean, what else can you do about pedestrians getting run over? Where's Sarah from New Mexico?
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
So the next generation wallet is coming from Divi, In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw it directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And, well, let's keep going. We've got Mark calling from Charleston. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, okay. What's better about talking about politics? I know you probably don't like this one, but something that just hadn't been brought out, and I just get your thoughts on it. I mean, I know a lot of people are political. But so you got these candidates sitting here in this, you know, impeachment thing. What hadn't been brought out is, okay, if they bring in witnesses and it goes on for 3 months, say, for instance, you're like Bernie Sanders. You're just sitting there in a room, which I kind of think is funny that they can't talk or say anything. That's a laugh. That makes me laugh, but which we're coming up on tomorrow. But it seems like, you know, that the Democratic Party's throwing them under the bus. The three that are running, they're trying to extend this thing out. I mean, it could go on till the election time. And these candidates can't even get out and campaign. But no one said anything about it. I just, your thoughts on that, I just think it's
right.
Pretty stupid.
I think they can. I don't think the senators like Bernie Sanders and I think Elizabeth Warren as a senator are actually required to be there.
Yeah, they are. They're required. It's really funny because they're required to be there for every one of them and they can't say anything. The rules actually says they can't use their phone or they can't go in and out really. They have to sit there every day, you know, like 8-9 hours and just listen. No comment.
So why is this different from any other Senate session where senators, you know, just choose not to be there?
Well, that's what our founding fathers wrote in the impeachment thing. And so, like, tomorrow's a weird day. Actually, they get to participate. Tonight, they've, since both sides have presented their case, which the senators have sat in there and listened, the next 2 days, tonight, they write a question, and they submit it to the chief or whatever, what's the guy, Supreme Court guy who's running the show. He takes right. the question, and then tomorrow he'll ask the question to the Democratic side, and then they'll answer it. They got 5 minutes to answer. And then they take another question from the senators, and they go to the Republican side. And they do this for up to 16 hours. And
yeah,
then after
I mean,
that...
It sounds boring and tedious. And
yeah.
I mean, they did it to themselves.
And have witnesses.
Are these candidates actually showing up at the impeachment hearings, or are they out there campaigning still? Are they
no, they're not campaigning at all. They're missing the Iowa thing. The three there that were in it, Sunday they flew up there for 4 or 5 hours and campaigned, while the other senators, you know, they're free to go every day. And right. usually, like Iowa and these places, you got to get hands-on with people. You got to go out and shake their hand and talk to them or whatever to get right. votes. So they're just totally out of it.
Yeah, Mark, thank you for the call.
Campaign.
Mark,
yeah.
thank you for the call, but I don't believe that's correct. I Googled whether or not senators are required to be at the impeachment trial, and I'm not finding anything that suggests they are.
I think if they, because this is their campaign, impeach Trump, Orange Man Bad. And if they don't go to this hearing...
Well, instead of impeaching him, they could just campaign against him and beat him in the election.
Yeah, I know, but this is a sign that they're actually participating in the process of getting rid of Orange Man Bad by going... Even if they can't say anything, they just sit there and take notes. They're at least letting their base know that, hey, we're actually trying. We're trying to do all that we can.
I suppose. But, they may choose to be there in order to signal that to their base, but I'm certainly not finding anything about them being required to. Let's keep going. We've got Scriv calling. Scriv, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I actually have a few things I want to talk about. Like, I started listening when you guys were talking about climate change. I was a little surprised, like, you know, while Africa and Australia are on fire and the raising sea levels, I was wondering if he'd... Like, what about the raising sea levels? But I kind of, the other guy brought up some
Learn to swim.
Some stuff about,
Well, the sea levels will rise and they will recede. It's a process. I mean, a lot of the coastlines. The reason we don't have archaeological evidence of our ancestors is because they're all underwater. So yeah, the water is going to go up.
So you're equating the rising sea levels that have been documented to the waning of tides?
No, the ice freezes and it thaws out, and the water has to go somewhere.
Okay, well that's true, but don't you think when all the methane releases that there might be some sort of a chemical equation that I, as not a chemist, I have no clue, but don't you think like there could be some sort of an atmospheric change when like those caps actually do melt down all the way, like regardless as to the
methane,
the why,
methane from where? From frozen ice?
Yeah, they've got frozen methane that's supposedly going to be released in the Arctic somewhere. You know, again, I'm not like a scientist or anything, but yeah, like they talk about these frozen methane glaciers that will eventually thaw, which I mean, you know, I don't know anything about freezing methane or
well,
what kind of temperature
I do.
That is
the freezing point of methane is -295 degrees. There is nowhere on planet Earth that gets anywhere near cold enough naturally to freeze methane.
Well, yeah, but what if it's trapped?
It could in fact be trapped, but they're not icebergs
right.
made out of methane or anything like that.
And if it is trapped, that means at one time or another, it was actually floating around in our atmosphere, and then it got trapped, and now it's there, so...
Well, it doesn't necessarily... It could have been not in the atmosphere. Just because it's trapped doesn't mean it was necessarily in the atmosphere. It could have been underwater. It could have been, underground, some sort of a thing springing up from the bottom of the ocean floor that then thawed as it rose to the top, being lighter than water itself. I don't really know. I was just kind of wondering, like, if the general question is whether or not it's caused by one thing or the other, isn't it terrifying? And are you concerned that there is impending doom looming on our doorsteps? Because that's how I feel.
No. I worry more about the bureaucrats, the statists, the 1%, the puppet masters who are in charge of all us little people. I'm more concerned with those power mongers, those war mongers, than I am of any climate catastrophe. I mean,
that point aside, I think the fear is not healthy, and it leads people to make poor decisions. You're going to die, Scriv. I'm going to die. Conan's going to die. Every single one of us is going to die. That's inevitable. We can't be so motivated by the fear of death and change and uncertainty that we surrender our freedoms and let the warlords tell us what we can and can't do. So I guess that's not really different from the point you were making, actually, come to think about it.
But I don't fear them. I'm not having a hard time sleeping at night worrying about these warlords because I know that, they're going to happen.
Yeah. But don't bow to them.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has finished up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they should dismiss the case.
The Constitution requires it. Justice demands it.
The Q&A portion of the trial comes next. Following that, the debate over witnesses like John Bolton. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath
and be cross-examined by you.
But Trump attorney Pat Cipollone says after the Q&A, they should acquit the president.
We urge the Senate to reject these articles of impeachment for all of the reasons we have given you.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. And that also means there is no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until the July 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, though, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. Let's keep going. We've got David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I can't give you Sarah in New Mexico, but I can give you David.
Okay.
And I love them around. I love roundabouts, too. I wish they were at every intersection.
And do you have any roundabouts there in New Mexico?
We have one, and they're working on two.
Good.
Okay.
Well, that in normal roadways, that is, I got plenty of roundabouts all around my property.
Okay. That's a weird place to have roundabouts, but okay.
No, well, there are no fences, no buildings, no trees, no nothing. You can just make a roundabout wherever you want one.
Libertarian driving, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cantwell, And Conan, you had said, let's see if I can get the quote. What you said? They're all about diversity, but they can't tolerate free speech.
And Canada, the universities in Canada.
Well, I would say universities everywhere, and you're not saying that the universities in. Are you having fun yet?
Absolutely, oh, yeah. Yes. It is a problem that is happening all over the globe. But it seems like a lot of the free speech arguments, the anti-free speech, it seems like a lot of that does come from Canadian universities.
Right. Okay. Well, how about so? Let's go to Aria's favorite here, the University of New Mexico, and they have most colleges have a college newspaper, and so here's the evidence. If you go to my name and Lobo, L-O-V-O, Aria, can you grow up?
No.
I would say grow a pair, but you were born with a pair. Unless we're talking about breasts, you could grow a pair of those.
I'm working on a pair of those.
Keep going. I don't know where we're going with this.
You don't know where we're going because Aria keeps hijacking the conversation. So anyway,
she hasn't said anything. She's been letting you talk the whole time.
In fact, I muted myself while I was laughing. So
go ahead, man.
Okay. So Google David Olson and Lobo, and you'll get the newspaper article in the University of New Mexico newspaper where they printed the crime blotter, and they quoted what the complainant at the university radio station said was the purpose of my call. And for the people that aren't going to look it up, they say, which is literally everyone listening. Hell, that's fine, Aria. Can you please grow up, Aria?
I laugh when I'm amused, David. Stop being so amusing, and I will stop laughing as much.
Okay. All right. So, if you look at that article, they cite that I'm calling in to voice my hate for, let me see if I can remember the groups that I hate. I hate Indians. I hate Jews. I hate LGBTQT. Whatever the letters are, I guess I really hate them. I don't even know what the letters are. So let me see if I missed anybody. Let's see. Jews, Indians. Oh, I hate Mexicans as well. That's what the quote in the University of New Mexico Daily Lobo is, which you can bring up as the top result by Googling David Olson Lobo, and you'll see it for yourself. So I hate those groups. I see that somehow I forgot to mention, or maybe I don't hate blacks. Maybe I don't hate Muslims. I don't know. They didn't cite that in their police report. I wonder what that's all about. But,
so the University of Mexico covered the news about criminal charges that were brought against you, and this offends you? Am I getting this correctly?
No, I guess it though. That's not the point. The point isn't that it does offend me, but that's not the point. That's not what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about being offended. The point here is that they thought it noteworthy to bring up hate. That was the reason that I'm calling. The reason that I'm calling the radio station.
Well, thanks to our awesome listeners at discord.freetalklive.com. We actually do have that like right in front of me, and it says dislike. I'm not saying the word hate anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're wrong.
I'm looking
at the text right here, but
I'm bringing it up myself. Okay, David Olson Lobo. Let's prove Aria wrong. Hey, Aria, do you remember that my last phone call with
you?
Hey, Aria. Okay.
Are you done?
Do you remember the last phone call I had with you where you said that what I had said is not can't be true because I'm a paranoid lunatic? And then the guy sitting right next. Hello. I'm Aria.
But no, he's not a paranoid lunatic. Are you?
Yeah.
David,
so,
I invite you to listen to yourself at the end of this call.
Aria, do you have any duct tape for your mouth? Oh, wait, you got a mute button. Why don't you use it? So, do you remember that the dude sitting next to you who was actually looking things up and verifying what I said while I was saying it contradicted your statement at the end of that phone call? Do you remember that?
No, David, I don't obsess about these things like you do. I have not thought about you since.
So fact checking.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Hello. Fact checking is obsessing. So when one checks facts, that's obsessing. Is that correct?
No, I said I don't remember it because I'm not obsessing. Remembering these remembering that one time that David from New Mexico called and a co-host fact-checked him. No, David, I have better things to dedicate my brain cells to than this, than you.
So what is the actual argument?
You don't seem to have a very good memory for things. Anyway, I back to what we're talking about.
Must be the hormones, right, David?
Hello? There you go again, Aria. I'm Aria. They bring up the word hate in the article, okay? That is the purpose, my hate and my dislike. That is the purpose that I call into their radio station, okay? So the point is that hate nowadays is a keyword. If you complain about somebody and you say they were using hate speech, what does that do to the nature of your complaint? If I call the cops and say, Aria was vandalizing, spray painting on my wall. Okay, so that's simple vandalism. First of all, are you still there? I don't want to waste my time.
No, you're absolutely right. I know where you're going with this. Yes, if she just spray paints on your wall, it's vandalism. If she spray paints a swastika, it's hate vandalism.
Right. And so the point is that the people at the University of New Mexico radio station, when they call, hello? When they call, hello?
Hello?
Go. Go.
Okay, bye, David. Thanks.
Oh, come on. This guy's going to call it again. He was almost done.
Was he? I don't think David's ever done.
Yes, they said he said it's all about hatred.
And the one thing I would like to ask him is whether or not he does hate these groups that were mentioned. But I don't feel like we'd actually get an answer from him. We get another 45-minute long story.
Okay, David, next time you call in, that's how you open with. Do you hate Mexicans, Jews, American Indians, and the LGBTQ community?
David, you've got 10 seconds. Go.
Hello?
Do you hate those people?
Do you hate those people, or you just dislike them?
No. Half of my life, people that were not white were my closest friends, and they can verify it.
Oh, so he can't be racist. He's got friends who are white. Yep, that answered the question. Thanks so much, David, for the call. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind, even if it's crazy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855. There's no point in giving up the number. We're not going to get through the people we have going on. But because of that, we're going to be doing an episode of Freer Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
Right after Free Talk Live, head on over to dlive.freetalklive.com or twitch.freetalklive.com, and you can watch the after show, totally largely uncensored. We still have to abide by Twitch and DLive's rules, of course. But
which I haven't even looked. I don't even know what Twitch allows and disallows.
Well, pretty much anything except overt, like, hate speech and racism, about what you would expect.
Dave, don't call back in then.
No, Dave, you're more than welcome to call back in to Freer Talk Live. Well, his other insanity went on FCC broadcast.
Yep, you're right.
It's the FCC that we don't have to worry about on Freer Talk Live. So head on over to dlive.freetalklive.com or twitch.freetalklive.com, and you can, because it's an internet-only show, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I did one. And I want to say thank you to Nathan Benson, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's money that is donated to us by listeners that is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote the show. So if you like what we're doing, you might consider heading over to the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And signing up, it only takes $5 a month. And you get access to some of the cool little perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord channel, and even an AMP-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com. So it's a good use of your buck, especially if you like the show and what we're doing. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We got Mike calling from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Aria, I need your cool, calm, collected guidance.
Oh, then you're already
So I don't take the Olsen path, although I wish you would have called after me. So I had an incident happen today. Just to kind of paint the picture, I have one leg. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a vet. I lost the leg from being fat, not from being blown up. The VA made it so that my post office has to bring my mail to my door because I live off of a highway and it's dangerous to go to the mailbox, blah, blah, blah. And so I live in an apartment complex, but I live in a travel trailer with a deck and a wheelchair ramp and all this crud. And so a lady in the apartment, her car broke down, and the mail lady has to now – what I did was I put a box at the end of my yard so they didn't have to walk all the way to my – it was so kind of me to do that. even though the VA required them to come to my door, I thought, you know, it's like 60 feet. I'll save you guys the effort. I'll put a box in so you can just drive up, put it in there. Somebody parked in the pathway to that box, and since Thanksgiving, I've not gotten a piece of mail. And today I went to the post office. First, I called the post office, the Federals, and complained, filed a complaint all over the phone, and then they called me back from my local post office and said, we're not required to deliver your mail because that car's in the way. We want you to have it moved. It's not my car. So I snapped and I said everything that you should not say to women, and the little pinhead that was working behind the counter with her, and to the point where she said, if you don't knock it off, we're calling the sheriff. And then I yelled even louder and said, please call the sheriff. You know, so anyway, I'm waiting for the sheriff to come to give me a piece of paper probably that says you can't go to the post office now because of what you did, but I don't want to sign it. And I just wonder if I should sign it because, in other words, like they're not going to ever let me in there because I was really pissed.
But what does the paper say? What would you be agreeing to?
I think
the paper would
chances...
say I would be agreeing to not go to the post office. But the thing is, I've got one leg and it's a 22 block round trip on the highway for me to go to that post office. And the fat ass mail lady has to walk around her truck and put it in my box and she won't do it. And I'm
right.
pissed.
I think
not fair.
Yeah, I think it's extremely unlikely that the post office is going to actually have the sheriff bring you any paperwork whatsoever.
Okay. They called him while I was there.
Yeah, typically.
Understood.
I still think
it's more likely that if you go back, they will attempt to pursue it further. But I don't think it's very likely they're going to try to actually involve the police.
Before you had a box at the end of your driveway, was the big old fat mail lady bringing the mail to your door?
Yes, and I made it easy for them. I put the box in. I spent the money. I saved them 60 feet. And then all of a sudden, and plus it took 2 months to get them to even do that with the VA. You know, so I mean, I've gone out of my way, and I'm not a little sissy. I can take and drag her and the guy over the counter with one leg. I've got no problem with that. It's just that they should just do that for me. For God's sake, it's my, and plus, then when I got my mail today, I got stuff that's like overdue that's sitting at the post office. You know, they didn't have the decency to bring bills and things.
Is it the same mail lady? Is it the same mail lady who was
delivering
your door?
Yeah, it's a small town. It's a small town, 10 blocks, Gold Bar, Washington. Very small town in the mountains.
Well,
listen, dude,
I work for the post office. I'm a rural carrier. I deliver in the woods. I deliver in the woods, and I deal with a lot of icy, snowy, nasty hills. And I'll tell you what.
I'll bet you get out of your truck when you don't have to, and I'll bet you do it anyway.
Because I cannot stand bringing mail back with me, because guess what? I have to deal with it. I have to put it somewhere. So, yeah, I'll be a little upset.
That's right.
But, yeah, I will deliver it. But if it's a repeat offender and I did not know that you had an issue, I might decide to start keeping your mail at the post office in a box, in a little tub.
But they know me well. And the other thing is my best friend delivers mail in Bellevue, Washington. She's 64 years old. She has to get out of her truck 96 times for little old ladies because she feels sorry for them, and she does it and her knees are bad. And you know that whole scenario. She's been doing it for 35 years.
Yep.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I think it's very, and it's the same carrier. There's only like four of them. I mean, this town is, you know, 10 blocks long.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? As far as my mail career is concerned, I'm going to say there are a lot of good mail carriers out there, a lot of hardworking mail carriers.
There are.
And some of them are some real bad apples. But you know what? That's everywhere. So my question is, what happened? Did you rub the wrong shoulders with this lady, or did you, you know, piss
no,
off the,
no,
the,
my
the post,
na- the- no, one of my neighbors has a broke down car that's in the space that the mail truck's supposed to drive behind all the parked cars. So a lady had her car dropped off by a tow truck, and she's done it twice. I talked to her and her old man, and they were just like, you know, F you, right? And I was, so I don't want to tangle with them. I mean, I am in a wheelchair, and the guy's big. But, they just won't move it. So it's not, you know, and I know this mail carrier doesn't have to do it.
How did you get caught up in this?
Because I haven't had any mail since Thanksgiving, are you? And I knew that that was the issue, but I went to the people that owned the car twice, and I basically got the finger, sort of like on the Matrix, you know, the scene. And then I called the big post. But the thing is, I know the carrier does not required to do it, but they should do it. I know that they don't have to, but...
Can you just have the vehicle towed?
No, it's not mine, and the people are... You know, they're having a hard time as it is. No, I live in an apartment complex, and I don't want to, you know, the people are having a hard enough time with the broken down thing as it is. I mean, nobody here is rolling in bucks living in an apartment building.
Yeah.
So I have sympathy for all of them.
Yeah, Arya brings up a good point, though. That person with the car, that broke down car, is making your life miserable and making your mail lady's life miserable.
Right. If I have to talk to him one more time, though, then I'm the one. I'm not nice that way. I'm angry.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're out of sensible, simple, easy ways to do this. I mean, you're trying to be a nice and good person here and not make your neighbor's life more difficult.
But I can
appreciate that, but they're not cooperating with you on this.
No, they're not.
So call the property manager or the owner of the apartment and be like, hey, look, their car is broken down and hasn't been drivable in 2.5 months or however long it's been since Thanksgiving. It's keeping me from getting mail, and I want it towed away. Is that a nice thing to do? No, but you've got to get your bills and crap.
And by the way, enjoy letters to your mailbox while you can. Enjoy it while you can, because it's not going to last. It's killing us. Parcel deliveries keeping us alive. This damn letter to your door or to the end of your driveway is what is killing the post office. It can't survive.
Well, Mike, thank you for the call. I don't know what else to suggest other than, you know, calling the property manager or the apartment owner and getting them to take care of the vehicle that is blocking your mail delivery.
Yep.
You asked the owners of the vehicle to move it, and they refused to cooperate. So, I mean, I'm not sure what else you can really do. Now, I've had issues with the mail carriers here in Keene as well, because if there is any ice in front of your mailbox, they are not delivering it. This is freaking New Hampshire, dude.
Hey, listen, you see my truck that I drive. That truck is not a tank. It's not a Jeep. It's not four-wheel drive.
No, ours are actual mail carrier.
There are driveways that I can't get over. And I'm sorry, I'm taking your mail back.
But there's so much more to discuss, and like I said, Free Your Talk Live is coming up. Give us about 10 minutes and head on over to dlive.freetalklive.com or twitch.freetalklive.com and listen to the FCC-free Free Your Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.